Exodus, chapter 8. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, Go in to Pharaoh, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Let my people go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, look, I will strike all your borders with frogs. And the river will swarm with frogs, which will go up and come into your house, and into your bedchamber, and on your bed, and into the house of your slaves, and on your people, and into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs will come up both on you, and on your people, and on all your slaves. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch forth your hand with your rod over the rivers, over the streams, and over the pools, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. And Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up, and covered the land of Egypt. And the sacred scholars did in like manner with their magic, and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron, and said, Entreat Yahweh, that he take away the frogs from me, and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they may sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses said to Pharaoh, You have this glory over me, for what time shall I entreat for you, and for your slaves, and for your people, that the frogs be destroyed from you and your houses, and remain in the river only? And he said, For tomorrow. And he said, Let it be according to your word, that you may know that there is none like Yahweh our God. And the frogs will depart from you, and from your houses, and from your slaves, and from your people, they will remain in the river only. And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to Yahweh concerning the frogs which he had brought on Pharaoh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the courts, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart, and didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, Say to Aaron, Stretch out your rod, and strike the dust of the earth, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, and Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and struck the dust of the earth, and there were lice on man and on beast, all the dust of the earth became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the sacred scholars did so with their magic to bring forth lice, but they could not, and there were lice on man and on beast. Then the sacred scholars said to Pharaoh, This is the finger of God, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he didn't listen to them, as Yahweh had spoken. And Yahweh said to Moses, Rise up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, look, he comes forth to the water, and say to him, Thus says Yahweh, Let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you will not let my people go, look, I will send swarms of flies on you, and on your slaves, and on your people, and into your houses, and the houses of the Egyptians will be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they are. And I will set apart in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies will be there, to the end you may know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the earth. And I will put redemption between my people and your people, by tomorrow will this sign be. And Yahweh did so, and there came grievous swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh, and into his slaves' houses, and in all the land of Egypt the land was corrupted by reason of the swarms of flies. And Pharaoh called for Moses and for Aaron, and said, Go, sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, It is not right to do so, for we will sacrifice something disgusting of the Egyptians to Yahweh our God. Look, if we will sacrifice something disgusting of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness, and sacrifice to Yahweh our God, as he will command us. And Pharaoh said, I will let you go, that you may sacrifice to Yahweh your God in the wilderness, only you will not go very far away, entreat for me. And Moses said, Look, I go out from you, and I will entreat Yahweh that the swarms of flies may depart from Pharaoh, from his slaves, and from his people, tomorrow, only don't let Pharaoh deal deceitfully anymore in not letting the people go to sacrifice to Yahweh. And Moses went out from Pharaoh, and entreated Yahweh. And Yahweh did according to the word of Moses, and he removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, from his slaves, and from his people, not one remained. And Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also, and he did not let the people go.